From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Former Cuban communist leader Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90. His brother, President Raul Castro, confirmed his death on state media Friday night.
Querido pueblo de Cuba.
Saying he died at 10:39 Friday night, Raul Castro did not disclose the cause of death. He said Fidel will be cremated in the early hours of Saturday, and that funeral organizing committees, a committee that is, will bring to the people a detailed information on the organization of the tribute for the founder of the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro made Cuba the first communist country in the Western Hemisphere.
Castro became an activist for the poor and promised democracy, but he went on to rule Cuba for more than 40 years with an iron fist. In 2006, Castro temporarily handed over some of his powers to his younger brother Raul as he battled health problems. That same year, Cuban TV broadcast the celebrations of his 80th birthday, which included a meeting from his bed with Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. Many are left to ponder now whether the communist government Castro worked so hard to hold together will continue under the power of his brother.
That was Karen Travers reporting. In Miami, Florida, where many Cuban dissidents live, TV reports are showing scenes of people gathering in the streets there, some waving the Cuban flags in a celebratory manner, and there are also images of people wiping away tears. For the continued very latest on this developing story, stay with us here on VOA News for all the developments on the death of Fidel Castro at the age of 90. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. While members of President-elect Donald Trump's transition team debate who should serve as his Secretary of State, Trump moved ahead Friday with two more appointments. Kathleen McFarland will serve as Deputy National Security Advisor, and Donald F. McGahn will serve as assistant to the president and White House counsel. Neither position requires Senate confirmation. A rift between members of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team has split support over who should serve as the Secretary of State. Rivals within the transition team are divided between the 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney and former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. The president-elect, who has developed a reputation for changing his mind, has praised both Romney and Giuliani. The Paris prosecutor says France has avoided an imminent terrorist attack, and five recently arrested suspects received their orders from the Islamic State group. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports for VOA. The men allegedly had been planning to strike targets near the capital next week.
Paris prosecutor François Molins told reporters that the men had been receiving instructions via an encrypted app from an Islamic State commander in the Iraq-Syria region.
Les premières exploitations qui ont pu être réalisées.
He said the men were planning to strike the Paris area next Thursday, although the exact target was not clear. He said authorities had found screenshots of Google Maps highlighting several places. Reports say the targets under consideration were police offices and the domestic intelligence headquarters in Paris, along with Disneyland theme park outside the capital. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
About 300 migrants have been arrested following a riot in Bulgaria's largest refugee camp as Greece calls on European Union member states to speed up relocation efforts after a tragic accident killed two migrants in an overcrowded camp in Lesbos. After visiting the camp, Bulgaria's prime minister said six of the migrants are considered a threat to national security. Bulgarian officials said as many as 1,500 migrants were involved in the clashes at a migrant reception center near the border with Turkey. Tensions have run high in the area, with local residents demanding that the refugee camp be closed. Migrants fleeing violence in the Middle East have made their way into the Balkan country despite the fence Sofia erected along the Turkish border amid the worst migration crisis to hit Europe since 1945. For the very latest on developing stories, including the death of Fidel Castro, stay with us here at VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.